So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that we are the leading edge of thought. We are non-physical in form. We are that divine stream of energy that endlessly explores life, that delights in the contrast, that is always free to choose. I know that we are choosing a deep sense of peace and relaxation right now, allowing ourselves to rest physically as we simply sit and breathe, allowing ourselves to rest emotionally as we quiet our minds and find a peaceful place to settle for a little while. And I invite you to come to a sanctuary garden today, a very peaceful place outside on a perfect day, where there are flowers and leaves and a beautiful waterfall, the sound of fresh water falling into a pool. Relax for a moment and just listen to the sound of the waterfall. Breathe and feel the moisture in the air that comes from the splashback. It's a humid place where flowers and vegetation simply grow with abandon and bloom with exuberance. So this is a place of color and coolness and refreshment, as well as warm sun and a deep, beautiful, beautiful place to sit. I am seeing it as a swing, a wide swing with a back to it, with beautiful cushions that I can sit on and swing back and forth. There's even room for a friend to join me if I decide to have a companion. Perhaps your place to sit is a rock or a lounge chair or something I haven't even imagined. I trust and know that your sanctuary garden is your own. But whatever it looks like, whatever it contains, there is a deep sense of homecoming here, a wonderful sense of belonging and beauty and grace. Breathing in the peace of the sanctuary garden, we realize that this is a place that is within us, not only a beautiful place, but a place that belongs to us. It is centered in our hearts. And in this place, our hearts can open wide. We are loved here. We are given everything we want here. It is a place of dreams being realized. It is a place of feeling loved and loving. It is a place of unconditional acceptance and belonging. So breathe into the homecoming of the sanctuary garden on this beautiful day, surrounded by flowers and falling water. Feel the essence of the joy of life. Cultivate for a moment the innocence of new eyes, as if this were your first day, seeing a garden for the first time. Contemplate a flower. Look at the petals. Feel them. Smell them. Touch them. You might even taste them. Trusting that in this place, the flowers are beautiful and the flowers are safe. Could be an edible orchid or some other wonderful edible flower that allows you to experience the wonder of it, the beauty of it. What color is it? How does it smell? What opens up for you as you look into the heart of this flower? now look at the way this flower grows. See the plant or bush or tree that it grows on? Notice if it's a single flower or one of many flowers. Allow yourself to take in the structural support of this flower. And see how this flower has taken earth and rain and sunshine and bulbs or seeds and become a glorious flower and its support system. Imagine for a moment the support system that exists below the ground, as well as what you can see above the ground. Like this flower, each of us is also supported and supplied. We too have an invisible root system. Only ours allows us to be mobile on the planet rather than stationary like the flower. We are supplied with an invisible stream of well-being that flows to us endlessly. It comes as air and water and food and shelter. It comes as money and health and well-being and opportunities for self-expression. This amazing stream of well-being comes with rendezvous with everything we want, orchestrated powerfully for us. Just as the flower is supported by the rain and the sunshine, we too are supported by invisible roots. So as you sit in this lovely place, put your tentacles out in your mind and in your energetic feeling place for those invisible roots that connect you endlessly to Source. Feel how plugged in you are and how miraculous it is that your invisible roots allow you to be mobile on the planet. Everywhere you go, you are supplied. Feel what it's like to tap into that source of supply. For some, it might be a warmth in the heart. For some, it might be a tingling in the forehead or on the crown of the head. For some, it might be thrill bumps or a soft hum within them. For some, it might feel like a warm hug from within. For some, it might be a word of welcome. Each of us have our own unique way to connect to that source of our supply, that presence of the non-physical love that endlessly surrounds us, supports us, and lives in us as us. We are the non-physical as well as the physical. Although we are mobile on the planet, we are never alone. That non-physical presence is ever with us, within us, around us, through us, as us. We are that. We are. And so take a few moments in the sanctuary garden to simply be with this presence of your infinite self, the divine source and supply of all love, all well-being, all health, all wholeness, all grace, all power. The very essence of who you are resonates very powerfully in this place and says, "Welcome home. You belong. You are dearly, deeply loved." Allow the love that is the truth of your being to seep through every organ, cell, and system of your body, to open your heart, to quiet your mind, and fill your experience. This glorious sanctuary garden belongs uniquely to you, and you may do anything you like here, anytime you want. You can come back here anytime you like, and you can feel free to ignore what I'm saying. If you would rather go off on your own and explore, please do. Make this place your own. Claim it. Recognize that it is absolutely yours, and you may do anything here you like. You have permission to be yourself fully, wholly, magnificently in this place. If you choose to come along with me now, I invite you to be visited by someone special. It could be a guardian angel or an inner being. It could be someone you know or a beautiful animal. It could be a goddess or a god or a diva or a sprite. It could be something in nature that simply calls to you from within it. Allow yourself to visit with someone special right now. You can ask them any questions. You can feel their presence. You can connect with them in some powerful, wonderful way. Take a few moments and connect with your special someone here. Feel your delight with the many threads of connection that have come to you in this place. Connection with the water and the flower, the invisible roots, the special someone, the wonderful place to sit, and the glorious feeling of being out in the beauty of your sanctuary garden. Savor and cherish this gorgeous place and the powerful sense of connection you feel here. And allow yourself in your own way to anchor this experience, to bring into your memory in a lasting way the sanctuary garden that is always open to you. Notice a door or a gate and see that you have the key in your hand for this beautiful place, and that you can open this door, close it behind you, and tuck the key into your heart, knowing there never will be a time when this garden is closed to you. It is always open to the loving key in your heart. You are the key to this place. Your love and your heart is the key to feeling at home, knowing you're safe and loved, knowing that you belong. Breathe again into the joy of the sanctuary garden. Trust and know that you are worthy to be here. You are valued in this place. You shine and are radiant in this beautiful place of love. You know yourself more clearly for the blessed being that you are in this place. And this place is a part of your consciousness. You need never be without it. It is always a thought away, a feeling away. As you turn toward it, it meets you, and you are there. Feel the blessing and the bliss of this beautiful place. And then realize as you breathe and stretch a little bit that you are also in a beautiful place where you physically are today. Acknowledge the air that you're breathing. Acknowledge the sounds that you're hearing in this place. Trust and know that you are as loved right here as you were in the sanctuary garden. There is nowhere that love does not exist. You are ever in a place where you belong. Bring that confidence, that empowerment, that clarity and that worthiness into this place right now. You are here. You are good. It is done. And so it is.